Oh, any day. We just knew with the game plan, if we just executed well and communicate well, that we'll be in good shape. So, and we did that. It wasn't perfect, but at the same time, the majority of the time, we did what we wanted to do. We played the game how we wanted to play it, and it worked out for us.
You two guys had like 3 fourth-down situations in the fourth quarter and got off the field. What does that mean for this defense, even from the competitive part of it, with the game kind of being out of reach?
I mean, even anytime you have a fourth-down stop, I mean, it's always huge, no matter who you play against. Playing against Peyton Manning, you know, just trying, you know, trying to get something going. And we knew we had, you know, it was plenty of times on third down, we kind of figured that we was in four down territory with the way the game was going, you know, with some wind and stuff like that, just knowing the situation. But anytime that you can go on the field and, you know, come up and get the offense the ball back against Peyton Manning or anybody on fourth down, that's a huge stop. It's like a turnover. So, We did a good job of that tonight, and you know, we just executed better. I mean, we executed well. We was more consistent in what we did. Everybody understood what we was doing, and we didn't have too many problems. So it allowed us to play fast, aggressive. We're going to need more of that this year.
Vince, I understand week to week it's a different deal, but what are you guys maybe doing different defensively now than what maybe you weren't doing 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago? I know you talked about execution.
Consistency. I mean, that's the number one thing in communication. We can go back and look at every game we played, and every time that we did something negative, if it was a penalty, if it was, you know, out of gaps, if it was whatever it may be, and it just cost us. You know, being able to play the run good and one down and turn around and play it crappy 3 more times and it was the same run. You know, it was just being inconsistent. So I think the more consistent we get, the better we'll be as a defense, the more we'll play together, the more we'll trust one another, and the better this defense will be. So communication and being able to be consistent, I think that's probably the main two things that that'll help us out.
There's some communication consistency when you have guys like Ayers, and Malcolm Butler doesn't play a lot, and a number of guys, Alan Branch, Dante, Assumer, all these out there, but doesn't always get it. How important was it for those players to step up and get on the moving bus?
I mean, this week was a great week for all of us. I mean, once we got a game plan and we kind of figured out what we needed to do, we practiced with noise. I mean, Bill made it as realistic as possible for us. And we had to force ourselves to communicate and practice. And everybody came to work ready to work focused. You know, that's one thing that we don't lack. We don't lack guys that's come here and just to be here. You know, when you're here, we learning, we getting what we need to get done, go on the field, do it, come inside, make the corrections and see how it looks, throw stuff out if we need to, keep stuff, add stuff. So my hat goes off to this team. You know, we did a lot of things tonight, a lot of things that we've done and, you know, haven't done in the past. It was something different for all of us. And we did it, and we did it well. So anytime that you can, you know, practice well and the main goal is to bring it Sundays and game days, and that's what we did tonight. We practiced well, and we brought it to the game.
You guys have played very well defensively, as you mentioned, the last several games. But is this more of a confidence build against Manning, as well as the league? Do you
mean you want to
shut these guys down?
Not really. I mean, we knew if we executed well, how the game could turn out. So we wasn't surprised about it. It's not a confidence builder. I mean, like I said, you take all the games that we played, the ones we won and lost, if we could do some things better, you know, you'll be looking at a totally different team and a totally different defense. So it wasn't about, you know, Peyton Manning and Denver Broncos. It was about making sure we know what we're doing, understanding the situations that we're in. We were just happening to pay Peyton Manning and the Broncos, best team in the league. So. But we executed well. That's what we did tonight. We executed well, and we showed tonight.
Vince, what's a little history of just playing really well, very dominating games in this bad weather? I mean, it's the kind of game you expect to be in the 20s and teens, and you're in the 50s and 40s sometimes.
I mean, we prepare for everything. I think Bill do a real good job of just practice through whatever we get, you know. And sometimes we be upset going in snow on the practice field, why we can't go in the bubble and it's nice and warm. But it pays off for us. It paid off for us ever since I've been here, before I was here. So we continue to do it because the more we can play in the condition that we may get, the better I think the team will be. And it's proven. So it's just one of those things where, you know, whatever it is, we're going to deal with it. If it's on game day or in practice, we're out there in it. So unless it's lightning and thundering, then he might take us in a bubble. But for the most part, we're on the field playing in whatever it may be.
How important is it your secondary to play physical the way they did today? You got a guy like Brown and bring some swagger back there. Corey's physical too. And they were hitting.
I mean, that's one of the things we want them to do. We want to be a physical team. We want to play aggressive. And when we do that, we're successful. When we don't do it, we let teams off the hook. And it's not good defense because we built a certain way. And we have guys that can play that way. So to have Browning back there, to have Devin, all those guys back there, or have, you know, whoever it may be on the defense, when we playing aggressive and when we playing up to who we are, physical, we're a tough team. We're a tough defense. So that's one of the things, once again, going forward, we just have to reiterate it, you know, going forward. That's how we want to play the game. That's how we need to play the game. And we did it tonight, and we were successful with it.
Thank you.